I get that too. I'll pick them down, right?
I don't think you can though, because it's not that you're getting rid of like the extra skin. It's when it's fully healed. There's
no,
that, like,
I know, but they can cut them. They can cut them down. They can actually.
that's that good meat, like good finger meat.
You guys are disgusting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Welcome, everybody, to Dr. After Dark. 818-253-1693 is the number for these voice messages, which have been so amazing lately, as well as the emails, drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. And, of course, the YMH store at YMH Studios. I always screw that up. Help me. What's the merch website?
Store.ymhstudios.com.
That's it. Store.ymhstudios.com. And, thank you all for that. Do we have videos today? I was just going to start with a little bit of something there. You don't have that screen up for me, so I don't know what we're looking at here video-wise. How about some TikToks? You give me start with that.
We got some stuff. All right,
let's start with that.
This guy whipped out a pendulum at my job to help decide which fire stick to buy.
Wow. Crazy. I love it. Good for him. I mean, if you're going to buy a fire stick, what the hell? All right, what else you got? What the hell is that? What is that? You guys know?
It looks like a chiropractor in...
What's Hayu Fundi? Should we look that up?
Yeah.
Hayu Fundi. Hayu Fundi. The hell? What is that? Creator of a toilet jumpsuit? What? Forget it. I'm done. No.
Yeah, I don't think it was what we're looking for.
No.
I think that's the guy that's doing it. I don't know.
Maybe that has reference to some... It says a toilet jumpsuit. I mean, jumpsuit, maybe it means there's like a hatch in the... I don't know. Anyway, all right. Let's hear a voice message. Let's get warmed up here.
Hello, Dr. Daddy and Booth Mommies. I am 28, Dylan from Florida, and I have a question that is not about maybe the usual. I, since I was 8, have been biting my fingernails and the skin around them really, really badly, sometimes and often to the point of bleeding.
Oh.
Uncomfortable for me. It makes me look childish and unprofessional when I don't want to, and it's a real problem. I've done just about everything I can to stop putting stuff that doesn't taste good on there. I've worn gloves, and that seems to help for a while, but it's very difficult to wear gloves all the time without looking like a weird Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you, as an addiction doctor, have any advice or anything that I can do to try and curb this. I've tried therapy, but I've never gone long enough to make a dent in this bad habit.
Yeah.
Any advice would be very welcome. Thanks so much.
I think it might be a little more than a bad habit. You may have obsessive compulsive disorder, and this may be much like hair pulling, trichotillomania is a similar kind of a phenomenon. And I tell you, I don't have any experience treating this problem, though I know generally when it comes to OCD-type behaviors, what they use is exposure therapies. And so somebody skilled in this would probably know how to do it. I will refer you, however, to a website where I bet there's information about this. It is the International Obsessive-Compulsive Disorder Federation. It's the IOCDF.org. IOCDF.org, great patient-centered website, or single diagnosis-specific website for patients. Tremendous amount of material there, even referrals to good therapists and things. So do check that out. That'll be more information than I could possibly get for you. What else you got?
But Drew, what's wrong with
Zolo? But what?
What's wrong with biting your fingernails? I've always wondered this. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Sick?
No. You can bite your fingernails all you want. It's just that you will screw with the nail bed, you know, but sometimes people bite around the cuticle, which is...
I do that.
Will damage how the nail is growing. And then you'll get too deep into the nail bed here and cause infections. And look, his thing is it looks bad from a standpoint of his professional status, and he's right. And I guarantee you, if we saw pictures of his hands, how do your hands look? Hold your hand up to the camera. Show me the camera.
They're not horrible. They're not great.
Let me see.
It's not going to have a good focus.
No. Can you look at them for me?
They're pretty gnarly. I mean, I definitely fuck them up.
Yeah.
But
they're bitten. Yeah,
they're
so,
bitten.
So here's one thing that I used to pick my nails when I was a kid, and I realized the reason I have OCD also. So that's probably the underlying reason I was tending in that direction. But one of the key things that I found in my adult life, no one had ever taught me to cut my nails. And so when I started cutting my nails, I stopped picking because they were just, I made them very short and that was that. So just try getting a habit of, you know, finding a nail clipper that you find easy and use, you know, usable, and just see if clipping them down doesn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
But okay. It's
sometimes a cigar is just a good smoke. You know, that's an old famous Freudian saying. You
know, what is that though? Because I'm not Nadav, so I don't know what the fuck that means.
Not every cigar is a phallic symbol. Right? When a man puts a big cigar in his mouth, is that representative of his penis, or is that just a smoke he really enjoys? It could be either. It could be both.
What does that have to do with my fingernails?
Yeah, I don't
that because because you sometimes just clipping. Sometimes the reason you pick is you're not clipping them, and it's not because you have a disorder. It's because you didn't clip them properly. You know what I mean?
But so it's his fingers though, not fingernails. I do the same thing. It's like, you know,
I like the cuticle.
Yeah, like right on the corner.
That's nice,
that
right?
Pocket.
You can keep that. You know, maybe you go get manicures or something gay like that. So but it's
the solution.
Well, they could take care of those corners.
Yeah,
you know, so they aren't so enticing. I get that too. I'll pick them down, right?
I don't think you can though, because it's not that you're getting rid of like the extra skin. It's when it's fully healed. There's
no,
that, like,
I know, but they can cut them. They can cut them down. They can actually.
that's that good meat, like good finger meat.
You guys are disgusting.
He's so right though.
All right, white after brown. I suffer from extreme constipation. Oftentimes, I have type 1 stools. What is that? Where it's hard and nugget sized. Oh, back to the okay.
The Bristol stool chart?
Yes, the stool chart, yes. I blame my... Let's put the stool chart up just for people that are unfamiliar with it. The Bristol stool chart. Yes, there's type 1, which is what our friend has here. Let me finish while you're putting that up. I blame my crappy low-fiber diet and my kratom use. It is your kratom use. That's an opiate, and it causes constipation. While pushing, sometimes I have white that comes out of my penis. Is this something I should have checked for? No. Talked about it before, that you can actually, even just the large amount of stool pushing on your prostate and the seminal vesicles can push some white out. But it's also sometimes just lubricant and other stuff upstream that you're pushing down to the tip. So yeah, the bigger problem is the kratom. You're addicted to kratom and it's causing you bowel problems. You have my Bristol. I see a picture of you guys now. I don't see the Bristol. There we are. Yes, mild constipation, type 2. Type 1 is what this our caller is talking about. Can you, there it is. Sausage. I love that we have actually stool charts. This is crazy.
They don't show you this in medical school?
You know, I'm sure they do now, but they didn't have such a evolved stool chart back in the day. So there's diarrhea, mild diarrhea, lacking fiber, normal. They have a nice log there for you. Another normal, always sausage shape with, what does that say? Something in the surface, cracks in the surface. Some people like that. Lumpy and sausage-like, that is mild constipation, and separate hard lumps is type 1. That's significant constipation, which is caused by medication typically, and you're on kratom. So good times. Always adding, if you're not going to stop the kratom, always adding fiber is good, and you can get, it's not just your low diet. You can just take Metamucil, or you can get fiber that's free psyllium husk that you put in water, and take a stool softener like Colace and or take a regular laxative like Milk of Magnesia to compensate for this. So, my goodness.
Like Ducalax?
Ooh, this looks good. Ducalax is a stimulant. It's a little different. I'm looking for something that's sort of an osmotic that brings water into the stool and kind of moves it through more quickly because the opiates are slowing it down. This is, did I break my chick's pussy? These are always good. I'm writing because my girlfriend's cooter is a wreck. She just got out of prison, as did I. Okay. And I hadn't had anything for up to 4 years. During her set, she developed cervical cancer, and they removed a portion of her cervix. Since being out, I've been touching her camera through the fence 3 times a day. Good for you. After a couple of months, she started bleeding, and it pretty much hasn't stopped. Oh, boy. She had we don't know what she had done for the cervical cancer. I'm guessing she just had a LEAP procedure. She's had an implant, birth control, and her doctor put her on estrogen 6 to 8 weeks. Hope it's just a hormone imbalance. They did a biopsy. There is no cancer. good, you're getting proper care. They looked up in there, just glassing. I like the fact that a pelvic exam is just glassing. Good for you. Said it looked pretty neat. She'll stop bleeding for a few days. Then I'll root around in there and she'll start bleeding again. I feel like it's my fault. What could be happening? She's in pain and I'm not trying to break her. I should say it's a bit larger than normal. What?
His dick.
Ah, he is. So I'm just opening up her inside. Yep. Talking about beating guts. I'm trying to make these big tits fart. So let me know what we should do. Ta-ta, there, R word. You better believe I'm coming up today. So well done on getting proper care. And by he opens this with, hey, Hitler. So all the appropriate, Jesse here with all the appropriate greetings and farewells. Look, it's probably hormone related. The fact that she had cervical cancer, of course, ups the stakes. But they did went up there and looked to see if the cervical cancer has recurred. She must, you said she had a part of the cervix removed. It must have been the endocervical canal, which is sort of a LEAP procedure. Or, you know, some, you know, they do various kinds of a cone biopsy, that kind of thing. And they did not remove her uterus and her cervix. So her uterus, the lining builds up because she's on these hormones. And once the uterine lining builds up, it kind of leaks out. And when you're stimulating it like that and hitting it with your big honker, that can become a problem. And it's not, look, the fact that it's causing her pain is the most disconcerting part. The bleeding is a nothing. They've checked her for things that are problematic associated with bleeding. The reason she's bleeding is the hormones that she's taking. The pain, you know, sometimes that's, they may want to do an ultrasound of her uterus just to make sure she doesn't have something called endometrial hyperplasia or something like that. Dear Drew and Booth Boys, I'm currently 18, but back when I was a freshman in high school, I had really bad pain on my, on the base of my dick, on my fat pad. The only reason I can think of this happening was because I was doing a lot of cutting motions being in football. Mean like cuts? And wrestling, when it would happen, the only way I could get the pain to stop was ultra strength tiger bomb. Wow. Do you guys have a sense what he's talking about? If it was cold that night, I wouldn't sleep.
I've never heard of any of this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what he's talking about. My mom is a physician as well. I talked to her about it. That must have been comfortable. We could not figure it out. I'm 6'3", 295 pounds. So he has a big, big fupa, as they say. Yep. As Rudy would say, I'm very active now playing college football, and it still happens to me on occasion. Piss on me, beat me, Sterling. Huh. Base of the dick hurts. God, that's interesting. I don't have a good. I wonder if there's maybe a hernia. I mean, a hernia can kind of affect that region a little bit. And, you know, you might want to get checked for that. And I like that your mom's a physician that's thinking about this as well. But let's put it this way. It certainly isn't something that worries me that something bad is happening. It's not that kind of a symptom. It's just a nuisance symptoms. It reminds me of similar to the pubococcygeus muscle spasm. You know, I've talked about that all the time. You can get funny spasm and aching down in that area from various kinds of prostate inflammation, nothing. Stuff happens down there, and it seems like more in that zone. McDonald's drive-through fight. What's that? What's going on here? I want to see some videos. This looks good to me. Let's go. It's like, is it with a Fed smoker or is it a Fed smoker like?
I want him, please. You goddamn ugly ass, hold the fucking bitch clock sucking motherfucker.
Get out of my line.
Fuck the
Get
fuck
out.
Off, you bitch ass.
Get out
motherfucker.
The fucking line.
Can we please see her? I got to see her. She must have. Fantastic. You know, there's a lot packed into that. I'm sure she's got the proper dentition to go with that rant. She's cool. That's a cool chick, right?
Very cool.
Very cool. I will tell you, you know, I was talking about this the other day about how I remember when I was first working at the psychiatric hospital, you know, in the early 80s, we had all kinds of different personalities disorders on the admission sheets. And as we moved towards the 90s, it was only cluster B disorders, which are the narcissistic disorders. So it was narcissism, borderline, and sociopath. Those were everybody coming to the hospital. And now there's been since then, sort of documentation of this narcissistic turn we've had in our general personality makeup in this country, particularly, and it's been nationwide, worldwide to some extent. But part of that was the borderline disorders. And I noticed that every borderline patient that came in the hospital had at least 20 lawsuits under his or her belt. And most of them are women, so it was usually her belt. 20 lawsuits, every one of them. And wow. This is the kind of stuff that they used to take. The attorneys used to actually take these things on. She would get in some fight in line at a McDonald's, and she'd go, I wanted to kill myself afterwards. We need to sue them. The attorney would take the case. Now, the legal profession has gotten a little more savvy to this stuff and how frivolous and ridiculous and how pathological this all is. Show me some more cool guys. I see a cool guy note there on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Is this one video with cool guys?
I think we got a couple cool guys for you.
Needed cool guys. Let's go. I haven't seen some good cool guy videos in quite some time.
Hey, y'all, so I'm gonna make two videos. That's two videos in one day because I've been slacking. I called the girls slackers. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm very sorry. You girls aren't slackers. I'm the slacking one. I ain't made a video in a while. How's people gonna know that I'm free and I'm single to have a fucking Valentine if I ain't made a video in a while? So I had to make two videos to let you know that I'm single, I'm free, and I'm an awesome person. And I'm just out here doing my shit, trying to do the best I can. That's all I can do is the best I can. I can't do any better than the best I can, right? Uh-huh. So everybody have a good day, and hopefully I'll see you soon. And everybody keep telling and spread some love around. The world needs some love, so if you got some love, spread it around. Spread some love around. Spread the wealth. Spread the love. Spread the magic. Peace.
That's so funny. I like the way he runs out of steam. Like, because I just got no more. But I'll see if I can come up with something. Now, does he have his eyebrows drawn on? Is that what I'm seeing?
Are those his eyebrows? Notice that.
Those are kind of weird.
I think
those real.
Yeah, I think he's just got thick brows.
Which is weird.
He does do them though. Looks like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're carefully sort of what do you call that?
Yeah.
Plucked.
This guy cares about his appearance.
He cares. And they're probably dyed too, I'm betting. So there you go. I love that he's shirtless talking about it's really big selling point, my friend. Well,
he's got to show the abs.
Got to show the whole package, I guess. Let him know that he's free. By the way, notice his bicep on the right there. You notice how it's sort of balled up?
Yeah, what's going on there?
He has a bicep tendon rupture on the short head of his bicep.
Oof.
So that's an old man thing.
Oh, wait, I think that might just be his hand in front of it.
Oh, is it? It looks like a bicep. Okay, you're right. You're right. That looked like a bicep tendon rupture for a second. But he's not all cool. He doesn't think his teeth are too good, right?
Well, what do you think's going on with him? Drugs, mental illness?
It's got to be meth, right?
No.
Meth? Is it
no.
coke? He's kind of got a coke mouth thing going, I think.
Yeah, it looked like coke or meth to me.
I think
he's just cool?
I think it's a flavor of cool. I mean, if he were really cool, I'd actually be more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because he's acting cool, but he's not cool. Let me see a little bit of his speaking again. Let me look.
Because it was the when you were saying that he was running out of like gas.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah.
I thought he was doing the.
Oh, well,
no,
let's see.
He totally was.
No, let's see. Let's see.
Two videos to let you know that I'm single, I'm free, and I'm an awesome person, and I'm just out here doing my shit. Trying to do the best I can.
Yeah.
No, but
there.
He talks like that. That's all I can
do is the best
I can.
Mouth is dry. That's interesting.
Real dry.
Mouth is dry. Mm-hmm. But you can see his lower teeth. You know what I mean? Fed smoker would be like, you always see his upper teeth all the time. Mm. And that's sort of the grinding with the snarling almost with the grinding. And he's not doing that. His face is relaxed. I just think he's a cool guy with good dentition, which is sort of a rare breed. Got to hand him that.
Because you're saying sober?
I don't know about sober, but I don't think this is drug related. I think this is his brain.
Wow.
We're looking at here. I do. I don't see any. Look. Does he have fungus on his fingernails? Is that what I'm looking at there? His fingernails look good. Fingernails look good. And I think.
They do?
Just got that white thing. What do they say? That's like low calcium or something?
No, that's just how his fingers are. He needs to cut them down a little lower.
Maybe he needs to bite them.
But, okay. Now, I'm going to say something. what is the word I'm looking for? Is perhaps not the kindest for him. I think we're looking at an IQ thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what we got here.
This guy's not smart?
Well, you know, the IQ... recording, the measurement of IQ is set, you know, at 100, where half the people are below and half the people are above. I'm just saying, I don't think he's in the above category. That's the nicest way I can say it.
Okay.
Because I don't think his judgment is great. I think he's doesn't understand how this was kind of coming off. And but he's properly groomed, right? Which makes him not so cool. Look at his bathroom. It's well, it's clean and everything.
So I mean, ain't that always the way it is, you know?
No,
the hottest ones are always the dumbest ones, right?
Yes, sir. Here we go. Let's keep going. I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Woo!
What do you think of this guy?
But he is a cool guy.
About a year and a half ago, I got some cavities that were surfacing. I got about 4 cavities in my back teeth.
Yeah, it happens.
Because I didn't brush back there. I didn't brush properly. And I took a different approach.
Uh-oh.
I've been looking into urine therapy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For about 6 months at this time.
Instead of filling the cavities.
I got suggested to use the urine as mouthwash. And at first, I just used the fresh urine. I started out maybe just 10 minutes a day.
10 like minutes of swishing urine around.
At night.
That's
of
a course, cool, you know, cool behavior.
Hours before or after food. And I would just swish it around in my mouth. And I noticed the pain lessen. But when it really started to kick it up was when I started using the aged urine. I just keep it in a jar like this. This is about 3 months.
Oh!
Aged urine.
He's kind of laughing.
It worked. And I healed the cavities in 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time. And I barely brushed my teeth, to be honest. I didn't need to.
All right. So
after you do this, your mouth feels so fresh.
Do you think he's bullshitting?
No, this guy's 100% serious. Okay. And so, he'll show you if you want to watch a little more.
But here's the deal. Couple of thoughts. A, he did not eliminate his cavities. His gums, the inflammation got better, which is what happens with this. You either gets better or it gets a lot worse. Eventually, it will get worse. Mm-hmm. Urine or no urine. So good for you, my friend. Not brushing your teeth, using urine. We're gonna have a cool mouth in short order. So he's on his way to full cool dude. Now the other thing is, he looks like Hezekiah from the Western Pennsylvania, right? But he looks like a 50-year-old. What's the group of religious group that rides around in the carriages? Help me.
Yeah, Amish.
No, he looks like a 50-year-old Amish dude, right? And yet he also looks like he's 14. Yeah. I think he's actually really young.
Yeah, it's hard to pin how old he is.
I think he's probably like 19.
Maybe.
But he looks 50 at the same time. And he looks like either he should be on a Viking ship or in an Amish carriage, one or the other. I'm not sure which. But all right.
Solid facial hair, though.
Solid. And the color.
Susan would sign off on it?
Full ginger. Maybe she should bring this one back when she comes around.
Maybe she'll have some notes.
Maybe she'll have some notes. But let's see what he does with his so-called urine.
Just takes all the plaque off your teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure, urine therapy gives you that type of
beer. It feels so good. You feel so fresh, like, you know, like literally after mouthwash, like it burns a little bit. It
ups your teeth.
You know, you can tell it has great benefits.
Oh, you can tell.
For your skin.
Great benefits. Oh,
it'll actually help you tan faster. Uh-huh. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's great for sunburn. If you get sunburn, you can rub it on there. If you get bug bites, stops the itching. Prevents mosquito bites.
Here's cancer. Does some everything. You name it. It does it.
Mm-hmm. Insects. Okay. Some poisonous snakes. If you put your urine on
you
there.
You get a cobra bite. Cobra bite. Make sure you put the urine on there.
Antifungal. Antiparasitic.
What's the thing that the urine is supposed to actually do? Is it jellyfish
really
things or is that a myth?
That
hold a second. Is it what?
Has powerful medicinal healing.
Isn't that actually supposed to work with one of like jellyfish thing or something like that? Or was that a myth?
Yes. That you take sand and urine, and because the what's stinging you with the jellyfish, these little things with little tiny microscopic hooks, and you kind of get those out of your skin, and so the urine has some benefit there, and then rubbing sand on it, yeah. I'm not saying urine does nothing. I maybe there's something that urine does, but it's not doing all the stuff that he's talking about at all.
Properties. You guys want to go?
Oh, my God. Yo. Oh, hi. Yeah, we see you. Don't worry. And by the way, you said you did it for 10 minutes. Whoa. That's commitment. We'll give him that. Yeah, peace out. Did he swallow it? He didn't talk about that. We have worked with a lot of, we've seen a lot of cool, mostly women on this show with who are drinking their urine. And whatever happened to those women, they probably developed uremia, which is what happens. Because when you don't, think about it, your kidney is pushing metabolites out of your body. And if you allow them to accumulate by putting them back in, it doesn't go well. It's why if you're lost at sea, you can only go so long drinking your urine. You maintain your volume, but you slowly develop uremia. So good times, everybody.
But I thought you said urine sterile. And
sterile, but it's full of, it doesn't cause infection, but it's full, it's not totally sterile, but it's essentially sterile. And it doesn't cause infection, but it's full of all the stuff your kidneys are trying to get out of your body and get away from your body that will accumulate. Yeah, I had same thing. You know, you got to pay attention to how the body eliminates stuff. Some things are eliminated in the stool. Some things are eliminated by the kidney. Some things are metabolized away by the liver and then the kidney or just the liver. And I had a patient that was severely autistic, and he was on lithium for some of his behaviors, and he developed lithium toxicity because he had something called coprophagia. Andy, you know what coprophagia is?
Oh, we know what that is.
Oh, you do know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
He's dissociating. Don't worry. He's not going to listen to me anyway.
Sick.
But it is eating your shit. So he was eating. He was playing with his shit on the walls and eating his own shit. So the lithium accumulated in his system, and he developed kidney failure from the lithium accumulation. So there you go. Be cognizant of what your body's trying to get rid of, and don't keep putting it back into your system. Do you have any more cool guy videos?
We sure do.
Oh, yeah. This is so good.
They don't want that. I don't want nothing old around me. I don't want no goddamn old man and none of that shit. I want a fast, crazy woman.
If you get a young woman, then you can't connect with her mentally.
I don't want to connect with her mentally. I want mentally. I want to connect with her mentally.
You
want
to connect with her physically.
Physically and mentally. Damn, mentally. I ain't worried about no brain.
Oh, my God. I love him. He's fantastic. I think we saw him at the strip club last night. Andy, wasn't he there? If he wasn't there last night, he'll be there next time we swing by, I'm sure.
Yeah, if not him, his twin brother, yeah.
But, again, don't you feel bad for the strippers that have to put up with that? That's my thing. No?
Because
they get good money, right?
Because they're doing it. They want to. So, they're there.
So you, last show, I said I was going to talk about this show, that you grew up in a strip club. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
I mean, there's not a lot to tell, I guess.
Your dad was involved with a club,
yeah,
right?
My dad owned a nightclub in Hollywood. And
where?
On the Strip. It's on Hollywood Strip. It's Dublin's. I don't know if you know Dublin's.
I've heard of it. That's interesting. Okay.
So, yeah, that was like a super popping nightclub. But whenever I would go, because my dad left when I was 4, so whenever I would go get taken care of, quote, by my dad, I would just be kind of hanging out at the club.
At Dublin's?
Okay. At Dublin's. And then he also owned a strip club that was Excess. I don't know if you know that. It's just sex backwards, but anyway, yeah. So,
hell yeah.
Did your dad make any videos?
thankfully, no.
Okay. So Excess, and what was going on there?
So, basically, it's everything you'd think. You know, it's Slumville, like fucking the weirdest shit happened in there.
Like what?
All times,
like what? Give an example.
I mean, there's fights every fucking night. There's a dude that jumped off of fucking the second story of the fucking club and hit his damn head and split it open and shit. It's like,
tried to kill himself?
He was on PCP. He thought he could fly.
Of course, of course. Yeah.
He jumped and like split his head open. Right. But I was like, so to me, growing up, that was normal. Was just kind of, yeah, it was normal.
And I noticed we had a choice the other night between two strip clubs, the fancy one and the seedier one. You chose the seedier one, which actually turned out to be a good choice.
It's all it always does.
Because it wasn't that seedy. It was kind of nice, right? Maybe I'm jaded. Too many cool guy videos.
but it wasn't like a it wasn't a fucking shithole, but
no,
it was definitely like, you know, it was slummy. You get in
it was
there,
hardcore.
You know,
it was hardcore. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And I noticed you were very comfortable there. Like I've seen you at, like the way you lie on your couch here, you know, with televisions on. That's the way you sat down at the strip club. Like this was home, man.
Because it was home.
Right.
I mean, if anyone has seen even a fucking, you know, tiny portion of my house, you'll see where I come from. It's colored lights everywhere. I got a pool table in my living room. I got fucking every type of alcohol in my fridge.
Yeah, but you're everything here is very nice. I mean, you're particular, right? You know, even though it has the style of some of that stuff, I would not have picked that out of your style.
Well, yeah,
honestly.
Right. Yeah, I don't mean to say that I'm like slummy. I just mean
I get the
entertainment. Yeah, it looks like a club, like a fucking nightclub, even if it's a nice nightclub.
I get it. It's comfortable seating. But now you knew exactly what was going on all the time, and you even used certain hand motions where I was like, and they saw that, they knew what you meant by that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, my dad literally trained me to like do that shit, because he used to tell me that I owned the club when I was like 6-7 years old. He'd be like, yeah, son, so just so you know, this ain't just
I'm
my
never
nightclub.
If I ever need to go to strip club again, I'm never going without you.
No, yeah, you gotta
yeah.
call me, man.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew to get, where'd you get all those dollar bills? Where they have something at the front, or
it's ATM on the way.
So the ATM actually dispenses $1 bills.
Oh, no, I got 20s, and then you get to the club, and you just show up with like a stack of 20s. They know what you want.
They know what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And do anybody ever use more than dollar bills up there? I mean, is that a thing, or they're just a waste?
Probably not in that one, but definitely. Like, if we go to the one you wanted to go to, probably.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
You'll be throwing fucking 20s
and shit. Interesting. And is that impressive to these women? Or
of
is
course
that just,
it is.
It's impressive.
I mean, it's attractive. You know, they're going to...
They just attractive in the sense that they direct their attention towards where the money's coming from.
Then they even did there. I mean, you noticed shit changes as soon as you pull a fucking wad of ones out. They're like, oh, hey, you, let me come dance over here.
Yeah, money.
This is what they do. You know, it's a strip club.
Yeah. And so tell me about the men and their sort of feeling about the strip club. I feel like, remember Elaine Boozler had a comedy routine called Live Nude Girls. And her observation was that these men think these women are in love with them. You know what I mean? And do they, do some of them really think that, or do they just want to feel like that for a minute? You know what I mean?
No, I think there is a large majority. Like especially if that's something that you frequent as a strip club,
yeah,
you for sure get genuine feelings with these women and you think that there's something there. Even if like a part of you is kind of like, yeah, but come on, it's their job. That gets erased by like, yeah, but come on.
Because they're so good at their job.
Right.
They'll keep you coming back and keep the money flowing.
Exactly. And it's like,
that's really interesting.
And they take you out of it. You know, if they're good, if they're not, you know, new to this shit, they're going to take you out of it. Like, I bet you don't even go to these strip clubs that much, huh? And you're like, yeah, not really. Just, you know, every now and then it's just like, yeah, what's going on in your life? You know, why are you even here? You don't want to be here. Right. It's like, they kind of take you out of the vibe that is a strip club. It feels like you're just talking to a friend,
right? You know? And so they want to sort of normalize everything and make it feel like you're actually at a coffee shop or something,
like you're just talking like friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you even said it. You're like, last night everything seemed more homey, or
it felt like that. And the chick that was talking to me was like, oh yeah, you shouldn't come to strip club. You should save your money, which was interesting. She goes, oh, that's why you're able to save money. You don't come to these places. You're better off.
Strip clubs are like mini Vegas's.
And that's a technique. She actually was applying a technique at that point, which is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Hysterical. And that's so interesting that they kind of, they're almost like, they're not even manipulators. They're sort of salesmen.
They're right? manipulators.
They're persuaders. They are doing manipulation, but they're persuaders.
Right.
They're the expert. They're like constantly gauging and persuading. Mm-hmm. And so what happens when they move on, or could these guys get upset? Do they jump off the roof? What happens to the men?
I mean, I'm sure sometimes it's always disappointment, but yeah, as soon as that fucking pocket runs out, nigga, you're done. Like next.
And so,
to the next.
And so you were there. So you were there from age 6 on?
Yeah, probably even earlier than that. I don't remember. You know?
And through your adolescence, right?
Yeah.
And so when did it start becoming like, maybe this is interesting to me?
Maybe this is interesting to me. What do you mean?
I mean, your hormones started turning on before you started lighting houses on fire.
Oh, got you. When did that? I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
Can't remember.
I mean, Yeah.
It kind of slowly happens.
Just because, again, it's like, I didn't think about that there, you know, just because it just felt like normal life to me. I don't know. I guess I can't really explain.
Okay, I get it. And so, because these were sort of like, you saw them, you saw the complete picture. You weren't getting the veneer that the customers were getting.
I guess so. In a weird way. I mean, also too, you got to think, you know, any kid, if a kid did go into a strip club, which is nothing that could ever happen now.
Yeah.
But if they did, you know, all the girls are going to be like, oh my God, you're so cute. Like, come on. So in a way, I already thought that I had like a connection with them. It didn't feel, I kind of got, I guess, the same
delusion.
Delusion that they did, but not in a sense of like, oh, they want to fuck me. Right. I just thought
they're my friends.
Know, yeah, they're all my friends.
And did they talk about the customers? I'm curious, particularly as you got older, did you hear what their real thoughts were about their customers?
No, I think that's just girl talk. I don't think they definitely didn't talk to me about that.
Because that's interesting, right? Because most of them end up feeling pretty shitty about men. Which is what I found interesting last night or the other night is that there were a lot of straight, not a lot, but the straight women were there were sort of, I could tell it was sort of a relief for them.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's you're kind of at your worst, I feel like, when you go to strip club.
Men.
Yeah, as a
well,
man.
And it selects people that aren't maybe the best representation of men at their best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of cool guys, I imagine.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the king above 18. At least has been to a couple of strip clubs.
Of course. Right. I mean, and it's also, it's kind of breeding grounds for dudes that that can't figure out how to hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how to close a deal.
Yeah, because it's...
Right, I saw some of those guys last night. And those guys look... It's what?
Because it's free. You know, you go there and the hunting is free. Like, you don't have to try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no hunting. They just come to you. But it's not free.
Well, it's not free. Yeah. I just mean that it feels free if you have a dollar to spare. That's like free to you. It's like, well, this is expensive, spendable to me.
It's
so
lowering
it's free.
It's lowering the bar to the being rejected and that kind of thing too. But those guys, I could sort of spot those guys around the. What kind of guys did you see last night? So I saw those guys, and those guys look kind of angry and dangerous to me. Those guys look like I'm not sure I wouldn't want to hang out with them. Is that just one type of guy or?
When we went, I didn't look at the dudes. I don't know.
I saw a king above 18. I saw older guys who clearly knew everybody with a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, that sounds right.
Right?
That sounds right.
And they seemed a little like, I don't know, too comfortable there. I don't know. I guess there was no illusions with those guys, what they were up to. I saw couples, which was different. That didn't used to be the case. I saw the guys that we never saw because they were always in the back. You know what I mean? They're whatever was going on back in the back part of the place. And those guys looked more serious. You know what I mean?
They're probably regulars.
Yeah.
If you're in the back, you're probably a regular. Because if you go to a strip, even, you know, me, I haven't been in forever. Yeah. So, like, my first time in, your instinct is to just do whatever you're fucking told because it feels like you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. So your instinct is to sit right in the front, right in the open, just the first seating they give, you're like, yeah, that one. But as you kind of get comfortable, you'll go to the back. And,
I see.
And you know how, like, which girls to bring up, you know, their fucking names and shit.
Oh, boy.
It's a whole damn
so
dance.
Crazy to me. Yeah, so wild. Interesting. So I stayed in the back because I didn't want to be in the light. I would have joined you guys up there, but people were coming up and talk to me and stuff by name. And, I didn't want to make a thing of that. I just didn't want to, cause I was, Susan was putting on enough of a show. You'll have to find out about that coming up here. All right. Thank you. Well done, Andy. Thank you for that, that expose and that, anthropology. It's very interesting.
Yes, sir.
Can we see a horrible or hilarious there, Zolo?
Oh, you sure can.
How about that? Zola will come to it with us next time, Andy.
Oh, I would love to. I felt very left out. I'm like, you guys, you're having all the fun without me. What's going on here?
You guys have fully destroyed this young man. It's completely on. You go with Andy anytime. They'll show you a good time. Yeah, it's our fault. Go ahead. What do you got? Uh-oh. What the hell? Uh-oh. Oh, going off. Oh, ugh. That's why you got to have those nets around trampolines. They are just how you break limbs and necks. It's just how it happens. And she jumped off the roof under trampoline. How smart is that? And She doesn't look the most physically fit, let's just say. Like, she really, like, not a gymnast, just saying. All right. Okay. That was, so it made it hilarious. Even
you think
it was
that
horrible.
Was an injury, or you think she's fine?
Yeah, it wasn't horrible, but she's injured. Yeah, right. She'll feel it. That's for sure. What else do you got?
What about this one?
All right. Oh God. Not horrible, though. That person's sitting up, looking pretty good. Let's see it again.
Are you sure?
Off the roof.
Is he sitting up on purpose?
You mean like it was a seizure?
Or did he just kind of get thrown into sitting up?
Maybe.
He just kind of flew up.
The problem is the back, right? Because that was like landed right on the bike seat, you know, and the pudendal nerve. Is that a male or female? Can I tell?
I think it's a male.
Yeah, so his penis may not work well after that because he landed right on his pudendum, a pudendal nerve, which is the underside of the taint there where the nerve we've talked about before on the show goes under, you know, towards the penis. That's how you get erections, everybody. All right, man. You got another one? It's still pretty horrible, but that's definitely somebody that, you know, I don't find the injuries that people get doing extreme, except when they're really bad, you know, when they actually harm somebody, but people doing extreme stunts and sports and stuff, I mean, they...
It's kind of what you're signing up for, right?
Yeah. When it's my friends, like when I see Jason Ellis, you know, jump off a moving vehicle and stuff and hurt himself, it bothers me, but I still feel like, all right, well, that's what you get.
Well, tell me what you think of this guy.
All right. What's he doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He hurt his knee. You know, he probably did. He may have actually broken his leg doing that. But is that The Gathering? There's a lot of Steeler stuff there going on.
Buffalo Bills tailgate.
They sound like the Juggalos, don't they? I swear I heard Violent J in the background.
There might be some overlap.
Well, let's see it again. Boom. Bad knee. Oop, there it goes. Yep. Well,
you just blew Tracy out. Oh my God, he blew out his meniscus. Yeah.
They're like delighted that he ruined his knee. All right. Got any more fun?
Do you think that's an accurate diagnosis?
I think it's one of the possibilities. Okay. I don't know about just the AC. They could all kinds of blown out part. Internal derangements, we call that. There's all kinds of internal derangements you've gotten into. And he might be some fracture, too. You might have gotten like a tibial plateau fracture or something like that. It's all pure genius. Genius, I tell you. Cool guy. Guy's cool.
Very cool.
Cool. Just glassing.
Well, why don't we do a voicemail? Like, I got some good stuff here for you.
All right, let's do it. I'll take your direction.
Hi, Dr. Drew. My name's Matt in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And me and the boys would drive up to Raleigh on the weekends and play a little game where if you go to a bar, whoever can get a girl to spit into your mouth in front of all the homies, that guy gets free drinks for the rest of the night. I'm just wondering what STDs or anything, any diseases we're at risk of getting. Piss on me, beat me.
All right, Matt.
Herps.
What?
Herps.
Well, no different than if you made out tongue kiss. Same thing, right? So if you're going out and trying to hook up with somebody and you're willing to open your mouth and swap spit, quite literally, it's the same thing as if somebody spits directly in your mouth.
That's only if she got that gingivitis, right?
Well, no, gingivitis doesn't transmit. It's other infectious diseases, right? So, you know, COVID or other viruses, or I guess, you know, herpes does transmit that way. Though that's more, it'd be in the saliva, I suppose, if somebody's having an active outbreak. I worry about, think about lung disorders, sinus. It's the same thing as making out. Same thing. If you're willing to make out with somebody, it's the same risk.
So are you signing off on this? Like, this is an
okay
thing to
do? Signing off on it. I'm wondering how they pull it off. Do they tell these women, I'll get you drinks for the whole night if you spit in my mouth? These guys don't know it, but you're in on it.
Probably a bit.
But
it's how I do it.
Yeah, what?
So probably a bit. That's how I do it.
Yeah, right. You'd get the girl to collude with you, and off she goes. I'm not signing off on it, but I'm not recoiling in horror. So let's give another one.
Fair.
Hey, Drew, this is Kenny. I'm a newer fan, so I'm watching your older episodes. And I saw your episode with Claire Tittleman and how you were saying that the piss on me, fuck me, beat me guy liked being raped. And I wanted to ask what your thought on consensual, non-consensual sex is.
Huh. That's interesting. So, what do you know what he's talking about exactly? Like, is he talking about rape play?
Yeah, that's CNC, consensual, non-consensual.
Oh, tell me about this. This is something I didn't know about. What is this?
I think it's probably a safer way to say rape fantasy. But yeah, it's like you are essentially, once you give the CNC pass, that means now, moving forward, unless you say the safe word, I could do anything I fucking want to you. And I don't care how brutal it is. I get to do that. You know what I'm saying? Until there's a safe word.
It just sounds like a version of S&M with a safe word. Is it not the case? Sort of a...
Well, say it's, so it's a, S&M before, there's a lot more consent to it. Like, you know, with
more rules.
Like, if you're not going to do CNC, it'd be like, let's say I tied you up. First of all, I'm asking you.
Are, so more rules up? And more active consent.
This there's is a lot more communication.
Right. This is CNC. I get it. And, whatever people are into, I have no problem with that. What I always worry about is that people that really like that stuff oftentimes have a trauma history, and the re-traumatization can all of a sudden be triggered, and the person doing the CNC on the other person can suddenly get blamed for, you know, traumatizing that person. And they're just, as far as the person doing the CNC, this was just some sort of agreed upon, you know, fantasy they were in. And so that worries me. It's also not the healthiest way to deal with your traumas, but okay, whatever. As long as you don't hurt somebody and as long as they're not impaired where they can't give you the safe word, I don't know. Can you think of any reason I should object to it? You guys help me.
No, it's fun. I'm a CNC fan myself.
Object, deliverer, both?
Both.
But sorry, so you, again, we've talked about this before. So you tend to... You like going in both directions, so to speak, with this stuff. Yeah. And this is the same as the Dom. Is related to the Dom stuff, right?
Same family.
Same family. Mm-hmm. Same family. It's just a specific, do we call it a game?
It's just a term. It's basically just saying that, like, no rules, you know? But like you're saying, I don't think it's bad as long as there's clear fucking communication on what that means.
Right.
You know, like getting to that, not just being like, hey, what's your name? Oh, any? Cool. Yeah, I like CNC. There you go. Like, do whatever you want. Like, no. Really talk about it first so you understand, like, personal limitations, or if there is none, then, like, why, how, what have you done?
Like, what do you mean? Give me an example how that would go.
Well, I just mean, like, if you're talking about it, if CNC is...
But what have you'd have to describe how you've done it before, or...
Like, you'd say, yeah, like, I'm that's something I've... pretty much always ask, like, what's the craziest shit you've done? Because CNC to some people might mean, yeah, you could tie me up and spank me. You know, it's like, it could get deeper than that. What's the craziest thing you've fucking done?
Okay. But you got to, like, you can't gag their mouth because they have to be able to say the safe word, right?
No, you can. You can replace, like, you could say, instead of saying a safe word,
raise
now,
your finger or something.
Yeah, like, and you tell them to do it. Like, tap on my fucking shoulder twice. Okay, that's your new safe word. You know, there's ways to do it.
The safe word in real time.
You as long as it is always clear what your out is, then you're somewhat safe. I mean, you're still playing a risky game, so you're like, you
and what are the risks? What do you imagine the risks are?
I mean, death.
So you really hurt somebody physically.
Yeah.
And then the Zolo laughing at that is what I heard. Yes, Zolo?
Maybe.
Okay. It's hysterical.
Said maybe.
This is the thing, I don't know if you remember, a while back that Armie Hammer got a lot of heat for.
Yes. Was he just playing?
I mean...
What did he get heat for? Did he not listen to safe words?
No, he started talking about eating people and cannibal stuff.
Yeah, but it was all under like CNC and then they...
Was it? That's what the news didn't report. The news made it seem like he just was acting out like a cannibal on this poor woman.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of it. Like, he wanted... That was part of his fantasy. He wanted to, like, eat people.
Yeah.
But the heat he got a lot for was, like, he didn't, like, do proper aftercare. Like,
which is what, Eddie?
I mean, when you're done, you cuddle, you say, like, you know, talk about what
it's
happened.
Because I love you, I had to do all that horrible stuff to you.
That's during. That's still part of the role.
Jesus.
No, after is like, give him a massage, you know, cuddle, watch a movie, fucking, they're the boss. You know, if you were essentially, if I was going to dom the shit out of someone right now, and I'm just fucking them up, it's like, even if, whether they can handle it or not,
yeah.
Once you're done with that, it's like now they're the boss. So it's like, I'm hungry. It's like, sit there, stay on the couch. I'm going to cook you something. You know, I'm going to take care of you. It's like, just love, 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 tons of love. talking about it. Was everything okay?
Boy, that is such a recreation of people's traumas.
It sure fucking is, man. It sure fucking is. That's why I'm saying it's a risky world, no matter how safe.
Have you ever re-traumatized yourself or somebody else?
Not that I know of. Mm. Not that I know of.
Okay. Because yeah. it is the case that even when people get their traumas treated, sometimes they still like all this stuff. So it's I'm certainly not sitting in judgment of the practice.
That part is always clear. We always talk about, you know, yeah. trauma bond is super common in that world. So once you talk about it.
Is that a new thing? Because they used to resist that. How dare you say that this has anything to do with it? You know, it's like, no, it just does.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I couldn't tell you, and it wasn't there before.
Yeah, so now you've been accustomed to it. Well, yeah. Good. I'm glad that people are sort of more honest about what they're doing. That's all. It's just about being open about it. So how did we get into this? How did we get here? Horrible, hilarious?
There was a voicemail that asked you what you thought about CNC.
Oh, right. Yeah. So that's all of our thoughts. You triggered something rather intense here. So let's do another voicemail.
Sure.
Hey, Hitler. It's Joe. I work in prison, and we found some fentanyl on an inmate. So he just came in, and he had it in a bag, a lighter, and a syringe all in his foreskin. And
oh, wow.
He said that he got it in the facility by putting it all up his ass. And he said that there's a little cavity or direction or angle that he could put the syringe without it poking him. He said that everyone has that. Is that true? Watch for lasses. If somebody beat me, love you.
Wow, Joe. Did he say he works in a prison? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And when he says you put the syringe up there, does he mean the syringe without a cap?
That's what it sounds like, because his whole question is based on, like, how didn't he poke himself with it?
Oh, my God. Well,
it's got to have a cap on it. I mean, I don't even understand what the point would be to not put a cap. Even if you could, why not?
Well, I mean, because these guys use horrible equipment to inject themselves. Yeah. They don't give a shit about what's going on.
But, no, I just mean, you know, in the off chance that it did poke you, it's like, what are you going
to
do now?
The only thing I can imagine... Yeah, I'm going to try to come up with a way it's possible without a cap, which would be you'd have to hold the needle and push it up just into the anal verge so the anus actually closed around the needle, but it didn't go the rest of the way up. But
like
I don't see how you do that.
Sounds like the verge was what this guy was talking about. He said there's like a little place where you can get it in there. Is that the verge?
Well, he's talking about the ampulla, which is there is a sac down there at the bottom that where the rectum sort of it's called an ampulla. It sort of enlarges a little bit, and things can accumulate there. You can put other stuff in there. You can put a stuff with a cap in there, no problem.
Gotcha.
But I'm let's assume he means with a cap. I think that's what we're talking
the
about.
The thing
here.
That raised my eyebrows the most about this was he said it was in its foreskin.
I know
first.
He put everything in the foreskin. He put it first in his ass and then is his foreskin. So let's just give him a slow clap for having the biggest freaking foreskin of all time. That's good. His foreskin is like a marsupial pouch from a kangaroo.
Pretty impressive.
It's another reason not to get circumcised. You can hide stuff in your foreskin.
Definitely.
I don't know if you guys have seen, I know Christina is very aware of this, but Sal from the Stern Show is famous for having put all kinds of stuff in his foreskin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there are those dudes, and you can stretch it out and use it for all kinds of safekeeping.
Oh, you know what?
What?
That actually reminds me of a question.
Okay.
I've asked every girl this, and all of them have said no.
Okay.
I've always said, have you ever met a dude who could do this with their dick? And what I can do with mine is stretch it and stretch it as hard as I can. I'm a strong man, and I can fucking pull that shit hard.
Yeah.
Like, as hard as I can bend it,
the foreskin
twist
we're talking about.
No, I don't have that. I was circumcised. So I'm talking about my actual dick. I can stretch it. I can fucking twist it. I can turn it over. If I have it like around my fucking arm, I could do that. It doesn't hurt at all. Is that at all normal? Is that at all bad?
When you're erect?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can pull your penis off.
No, not like should I do it? I know I shouldn't do it necessarily, but is it weird that like?
I mean, that's just jelking, right? That people do that in a systematic way. It's called jelking.
Right.
And
I just mean with the power though, shouldn't that hurt? Shouldn't it be uncomfortable or any? It doesn't feel good. I'm not saying I do it. I'm like
no,
to feel
it's,
good.
It is.
I don't feel anything.
I think I worry that you could stretch nerves, hurt nerves. I worry that you could damage or scar the cavernous bodies that are in there. But otherwise, it's just soft tissue, and you can kind of you can pull on your arm, and pull it as hard as you want. You'll bruise it, but you're not gonna. you know, harm anything really.
Really?
You can crush stuff, I guess. I worry about and stretching things like arteries, nerves, that kind of stuff.
But that would hurt me if I was to grab my arm like and pull. I mean, that hurts pretty quick when I pull
like,
that.
If you pull like on your shoulder, that's on your joint, that's a little different. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I certainly isn't good for you. Let's put it that way. But
right. You know. Yeah, I definitely don't do it frequently. I just it just weirded me out.
Do any of your CNC partners ever do that?
No, because it doesn't feel good. And if it did, it wouldn't work because then I'd get hard and then you can't.
But
I don't know. Yeah, I did it as a kid always, like kind of just twisting and shit. And there was
twisting is certain, no big deal.
But sooner or later, there was an age where I'm just like,
what am I doing here?
Is this fucking normal? Like, I think I have my, like, okay, literally, it's like, imagine your dick, you twist it, right? Like, like just once over. Do that, like, five times.
It around five times.
Five times. Do you think that would, like, should that, in an average penis, should that hurt? Or should that, like, fuck something up?
It could, but
not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. So I'm not super weird for that.
It's unusual.
Break your dick when it's soft?
That's what I'm wondering. If you could, you know, rupture one of the cavernous bodies by really, it seems like you could. And that's what I worry about. That's one of the things I worry about. Mm. The biggest thing I would worry about is the nerves, because nerves stretch. And when they stretch, they're damaged. Huh. So there's that, but they're sort of designed to stretch, right? They're designed to get hard, but you're going beyond that. And, I don't know, my friend, but,
I definitely don't do it for fun. I just,
not for nothing for you giving us interesting stuff. Any more TikToks out there?
Oh yeah, we got some.
All right, let's see this. Christina's gotten she ran kids too much. She's getting soft.
That one was fun, right?
It was fun, but I'm not used to her. It sort of makes me unsettled that she's sending these in.
I like how you're uncomfortable with cute shit now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it's like I need to talk. I haven't talked to Christina in a while. And, hey, man, you've changed. Well, so
this one might be more up your alley.
Okay.
Boa tarde, meus amores. Tudo bom?
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. That's his brain. Yeah.
What is that?
Pra vocês. Tudo bom?
What is that?
He had his skull blown off or knocked off or taken off, one or the other.
How does that happen?
A million different ways. Sometimes they'll do it as part of repairing some, you know, like a contusion or a bleed. And then it doesn't take, they can put it back on again, but they have to leave it off for a while. And usually they'll embed it in the abdomen. And sometimes it just doesn't take when they bring it back. Sometimes it's sort of, again, it's destroyed. So they have to take it all off. Like the crush is so profound that it's all just crushed. Or it's blown off or something, like you got a gunshot wound to that area. And
wow.
And is that just like loose skin that he's like, cause that it looks is like liquidy.
That is cerebral spinal fluid. So he's got his meninges and his scalp covering his brain. But I worry, you know, you push hard, you're going to hurt your brain. But he's probably had that area hurt pretty bad all around him.
Could he like, you know how I don't know if this is a thing anymore, but I remember hearing about how if you have a brain surgery or a transplant or something, if they could touch a part of your brain, you'll like say something.
Yeah, that's all.
So could he like...
See, that's what I'm wondering is how... I don't think he could get at his brain there. I don't think he can get at it. But if you hit it hard, you'd get at it.
That'd be
kind of
cool.
Yeah, no. All you do is damage stuff. You know, the brain is highly sensitive to pressure.
Is there any like re-sculpting, like plastic surgery that could be done?
I don't know offhand. I don't know what the limitations of that are. I'm imagining there's stuff. They usually put sort of something on top to prevent exactly what the stuff we're talking about, whether it's metal or something to protect it. I'm a little surprised at all this. So this is... very uncomfortable for me to look at this.
And just to re-clarify, so a part of his brain is missing. Yeah.
So I suspect. At least it's certainly, to have that much skull damage, you had to have injured the brain a bit. Yeah. At least a bit.
And looking at where he, like looking at his position.
His face?
Just like at literally like, you know, what quadrant or whatever was fucked with.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what around, like, what is in those areas that he might be, like,
missing?
It
looks
now?
Like that he has no asymmetry in his face, right?
Right.
So it probably didn't hit the motor areas. It probably hit the temporal areas. And temporal regions are sort of more associated with, like, emotional processing and auditory processing and social processing. And he's got the right side, you know, he's still working, right? They usually have two sides. And so, you know, to detect exactly what he's lost, you'd have to do sort of formal testing. He's probably not even aware of it.
Whoa.
It's brain is weird. Yeah, brain what is weird trick. When you lose parts of the function. It's weird. Ooh. But he looks to me like somebody has pretty good frontal lobe function, which is the good news. That's where you can contain things and process things in a more cognitive, you know, intellectual kind of way. Wild, huh?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
What part of the brain is all the sexual stuff?
It's many different regions. There's something called the Kluver-Busey syndrome. When you lose regions like this, you become hypersexual because you can't contain some of the sexual impulses. But the reward system, the reward apparatus, same system that's operating in drugs and alcohol, operates in sex. The autonomic nervous system, right? The bodily based system is very involved in sex, arousal, and orgasm, that kind of thing. But the you know, obviously in men particularly, the visual cortex goes, you know, feeds into this system. So there's lots of different systems involved in sexual arousal and preferences and sexual behaviors. In terms of the most, you know, sort of common things that happen with brain injury is that people can't contain the behaviors or they become more aggressive, that kind of thing.
Okay, last question.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I had like a girl's brain open, right?
Yeah.
What is there like a part of a brain I could touch where it's just like, boom, orgasm, bitch. Can we do that?
You can hypnotize people to do that.
Hot.
But I don't, and they're.
We've seen the yeah. the hypnotist.
And there are peri- yeah. and there are regions in the spinal column that you can do that sometimes. Like one of the ways they used to treat orgasm dysfunction, they'd put this device up into the spine and women can have orgasms by pushing a button. Yeah. So it's again, it involves the spine, it involves the autonomic nervous system, it involves, you know, our reward system. It's an involved, you know, obviously it takes a lot of, it's a priority in the human brain, let's put it that way, because pushing the species forward is really what survival was all about. That's what we evolved to do. So interesting, right? Got another cool guy for me?
This is kind of cool. Uh-oh. Tell me what you think.
Today I'm going to tell you what it is. This is the actual foot of a woman from China.
Oh, with the bones.
And she had her feet bound.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, this is a practice that took place between the 10th and the 20th centuries.
Yeesh, it's mummified.
And what
right?
you can see here is that the foot is extremely small. This
What's
is because
the heel
they wrapped the
it?
Feet very early in age, and they kept them from growing, and they also deformed the feet as well.
So they'd have
so
a
you
heel.
You can see that the toes are actually curled
wow.
under the foot.
Oh my god!
And the
god.
Arch is extremely high. Now, what this would result in
These poor women.
Is a foot that would look
Uh-oh.
Something like this.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Now, this is the
oh,
actual size
they
of
liked
an adult
them that way.
Foot would look like on a Chinese woman. And they would often dress the feet in
so
these elaborate silk
How
shoes.
Crazy is some dude had a foot fetish
so
like that?
The bound
that's
foot
how they,
Chinese
you
woman.
Know, the right?
Dude had a fucking hoof fetish.
Right? Some weird ass dudes. Ugh. Men. And why women put up with it? I just. All right. I need something to clear my palate. What do you got?
You got it.
Okay, good.
Hi, I'm Lindsay and I'm polyamorous. I'm dating a married couple, which makes me a unicorn. But don't worry, I wasn't hunted. I'm ethically sourced.
What does that mean? Like you're non-GMO? What does ethically
yeah,
sourced mean?
That's the joke. But yeah, like unicorn hunting is like a couple that wants to have another chick join in.
Yeah.
And they like just go around trying to get a girl to do that specifically instead of like, you know, trying to make it an organic thing where you're with me. And then we talk about this other girl. Oh, maybe we could do something together. You know, it's like instead of doing that, the two are on a hunt specifically.
They're much more direct about it.
Yeah, like
and those
out
are unicorns. And those are unicorns that are up for that.
Yeah, a unicorn is
a... Were there any unicorns at the strip club last night?
You know it.
Really?
I mean, come on.
That's so
the
you,
perfect place.
But they, you'd pay them, right? That's more prostitution?
No, yeah, then now it's a prostitute. I mean, you could pay, but that's not what a unicorn is.
Right.
That's just someone in a...
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm peering into a parallel universe I didn't know existed, but I'm fascinated.
It's
all
just
right.
Sex, man. It's just sex.
Made me feel bad. Just, yeah, nothing to worry about here. Just don't look too deep into it. All right, guys. I feel better. Thank you, Zola. So thank you all for being here. Again, 818-253-1693 is, of course, the voicemail for those, the we leave your voice messages. I love them. You guys have been doing great with that. And, of course, there have been some great emails here, too. I feel good about what I'm able to do to answer your guys' questions. So I love answering them. So please keep them coming. I apologize if we don't get to them. If we don't for some reason, we do try. Zola, do we not? We try to get to all of them?
Oh, we try.
Yeah. So, but if we don't for some reason, send it again. It's fine. We'll look for you. And yeah, next time, look for Mrs. Pinsky in here. We'll see how that goes. See you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.